Ces Ajahn Sajetao. Stopping activity can be extremely difficult. Even sometimes one would like to stop because all this busyness and wrangling and thinking and trying to work things out, it gets quite stressful. But it doesn't stop because it's not really a personal choice, it's an existential position. It's the existential experience of being a self. Always has to be busy because it's trying to find ground, and there isn't true ground in the self. Self is an excluded experience, so it does not really rest into a ground of acceptance. Many people have acceptance issues, sometimes very strong, but I would suggest that we all have acceptance issues. I have acceptance issues. Being a self is extremely busy, to my mind, uncomfortable. And you have to really cultivate this intentionality above all, just to have the real, deep, loving acceptance of the mess of it all. Without taking it that it's something wrong with you especially, we're all in the mess on the self level. Some of us are better at handling it than others. Some of us are less deeply, tragically wounded by it. But we're all in that slightly fragile state. And then there's a sense of real loving acceptance. This is about as open as you can be right now. Okay, that's fine. This is about as grounded as you can be right now. This is about as quiet as you can be right now. Just keep sensing that quality of caring and loving. These resonances do keep washing through, and they do begin to reassure and calm. And we find, here's the ground. The ground is in the quality of loving acceptance. Not in myself or my strategies, but in the loving acceptance of myself and my strategies. No one grows up and becomes the person they thought they would be. Although we hope fervently, we never arrive, we never land in an identity. oh, I'm this, I'm a Buddhist teacher, I'm that. Always some measure of alienation in insisting on being this or that. Some fatigue in curating the self. But here in the stillness, silence, there's really no more pressure for us to be anyone. No more need to prove anything to ourselves, to others. So receiving experience blamelessly. Receiving yourself blamelessly. Let nothing be forbidden inside of you. Our ground is in the loving acceptance. The strongest signal that says something must be fixed is almost always in the emotional body. The motivational circuits of the body. Building blocks, more elaborate moods, wishes, wishes to have, wishes to avoid. All of this is has a kind of fingerprint in the emotional circuits of the body. And so the loving acceptance, the ground of loving acceptance, needed with respect to these emotional sensations coursing through the body. Often felt along the front axis of the body. Face. Throat, chest, belly, Buddha said that without Vedana there could be no clinging, without feeling tone, pleasant, unpleasant, neutral, without this there would be no arising of clinging. We can't stop the flow feeling. But to be awake to it, to bring loving acceptance to this experience, helps the clinging melt away. Working with these emotional responsive body sensations. It's a way to short circuit the tumble towards clinging. Suffering. breathing into feeling. Softening around it, softened by it. So we might have a primary anchor. We might be with the breath or with the body more broadly or with sound. With metta. Then when the urge to fix, to have, to hold, to own, to improve, to become, to protect, when this arises, we touch into the emotional body, loving acceptance, groundless ground, in making space, making the space of loving awareness or emotional body, what becomes abundantly clear. So deeply we long to be happy. And so, as Mallory Oliver offered, we let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Whoever could have guessed that being human was like this? Just this. So seeing what relaxes with the bell ending. what stops when we, when the bell ends, what keeps going, what starts when it feels like the formal practice is over. How easy and relaxed can we be with ourselves? Tension, doesn't support awareness, doesn't power awareness. It can be totally relaxed, totally surrendered. No energy actually needed, just to be awake in a simple way in this moment. How little effort might you make and still connect with what's here? If anything you're doing feels unsustainable, stop doing it. we'll continue along. Meetings starting 10 minutes or so. Stay close to yourself today. It can be very natural. Stay close.